Here, new workplace guidance has been published today aimed at helping people who may be exposed to sensitive content. That's text, pictures or video, which depicts abuse or violence. Issues relating to such exposure have been brought to the attention of the Health and Safety Authority because of the growing presence of tech companies here. Patricia Murray is a senior psychologist with the Health and Safety Authority, and she joins us now to tell us more about these guidelines. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon, Patricia Murray. So I think traditionally people will know that the HSA is associated with physical hazards in the workplace. But actually your concern now, I suppose, with the mental risk which some people might be at as a result of dealing with this kind of content.
Yes, Brian, thanks for having me on. The Health and Safety Authority has actually for some years been associated too with looking at hazards associated with the psychosocial environment. I'm obviously a psychologist, so I've been there 24 years and I've been looking at this all the time, so hopefully getting somewhere. So we look at issues to do with stress at work, mental health generally at work that is caused by or made worse by work. And also, as you'll know and your listeners will know, we look at workplace bullying in certain respects, insofar as they are health and safety hazards that affect the well-being of employees. So this guide is really looking at exposure to difficult, disturbing, possibly traumatic content, and that can cause, you know, mental ill effects in people, but hopefully won't. So we're looking at mitigation, reduction, prevention, both engineering and psychological for those people.
Because of the prevalence of this kind of material online, are the tech companies not already very alive to this?
They're alive to it, we'll say that. And we've done a good bit of research, both active research and academic research into it. Whilst an employer can be alive to it, we're all on the same page, really, in that we want to look at everything we can do to help prevent this from damaging our mainly younger people that tend to be working in the space. And we don't know everything about it. We don't want it to be something that in 10 years we say, if only we had known. So we've engaged with experts from the psychological counselling arena, from work and organisational psych, from occupational health, and from HR indeed, and other areas of just health and safety at work, to look at what might be the implications of constantly being exposed to these disturbing images and words and generally, you know, a climate of being exposed to traumatic events and trying to prevent them.
Okay, I'm just going to say, just briefly, it's not just people working in tech companies. I'm thinking of journalism, Gardaí, perhaps people dealing with legal cases.
Yes, indeed. Anyone looking at, for instance, files, preparing files for court, yourselves in the journalistic world, and anyone working in, say, essential services, anyone who's exposed to something, either by their day-to-day work or now and then exposed. Right. And we don't really know how it can affect people. So what we're trying to do is have best practice out there, and that's what the guide promotes.
All right. And it's all available on the HSA's website, the Exposure to Sensitive Content Guidance, and the Risk Assessment as well. Patricia Murray, thank you very much indeed.